This is Gojo and Golic.
Welcome back to hour number two of Gojo and Golic here on Radio Row. Mike Golic Jr. and Mike Golic Sr. And it's one of those tough moments where you have a plan in your head and you're excited about it, and then you zoom back out a little bit and you realize how you're perceived. We're getting ready to do the acrostic poem preview of Super Bowl 59. It's something we've done for NFL games every year. Our producer Samir took a crack at writing the poem this week, excited to debut that. And normally Jesse Cofield, who just left on a flight, does this while wearing the acrostic hat. It's kind of a slam poetry looking hat. We didn't have that on the road here.
We didn't bring it.
And so we thought, all right, we'd try this out. We're looking around for something hat worthy, and I think a remnant of the Nickelodeon folks that were around here, the slime helmet.
Yeah.
And so I put the slime helmet on over the top of my headphones, which is fine here. I feel all right about that. Until all of a sudden people start walking by, and Brady Quinn, who's the former Notre Dame quarterback I respect, I just had to make eye contact with LeVar Arrington and try and do that. I really don't like the way that makes me feel to see the disdain in their eyes.
They had looked at you as a respected member of the media until they saw this.
I don't know if that's even necessarily true, but the respect definitely dropped more.
Without a doubt.
So that was a tough scene.
But you're wearing it. Listen, I give you credit. You kept it on.
One thing about me is I'm a commit to a bit.
You are.
And one thing about this show is we are going to commit to a bit. And so, Dad, are you ready after a full week of talking around the game to actually
talk about the game?
Talk about the game a little bit.
Time to break it down a little bit.
We can't put it off any longer here. The Super Bowl 59 Golic acrostic poem starts now. G is for glory, potentially never achieved. O is for offensive lines that leave defenses aggrieved. L, legs that have launched Barkley to a run never before seen. I for interceptions, a stat during the playoffs in which both QBs have been clean. C is for champions that will shower in Lombardi sheen. The Golics are here, full hearts of Irish green, to break it all down and tell us what it means.
Wow, it's well done.
Wow, all right.
It's well done.
First rattle out of the box here. Give the man his flowers, Samir. Hell of an effort there, brother.
It's well
feeling
done.
Feeling it right now.
Well done.
I'm going to leave the slime on here. I've already weight balanced for it. It's like the first day of training camp when you're just in helmets. My neck's going to be sore as hell.
Oh, so sore.
It's
so
just sore. Heavy enough to register on the Richter
first
scale.
3 days of training camp and your neck is just brutal.
Oh, God help us all here. From training camp to now. All right, Dad. G, glory potentially never achieved, including the playoffs. Kansas City and Philadelphia have combined a win percentage of 87.2, 87% win percentage. It's the second highest combined win percentage entering a Super Bowl in the last 30 seasons, according to ESPN stats and info. So on the cusp of some pretty impressive stuff here. The three-peat for Kansas City would be a potential fourth Super Bowl MVP for Patrick Mahomes, and Saquon Barkley 30 yards away from the most in NFL history, regular season and post.
Obviously, this has, while the Eagles are going to obviously try and win, they put on a Super
breaking
Bowl ring.
News.
Yeah, they're going to breaking it down. The legacy here is the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going for a first time ever for a three-peat, and Patrick Mahomes just adding to his. I mean, we just literally saw statistically the GOAT retire, Tom Brady, and already we're talking about Pat Mahomes potentially catching Tom Brady at some point.
I think one of those things, like, obviously GOAT debates are somewhat subjective.
Yes.
They account for so much that we can't. But at the very worst now, we've already talked about it, Patrick Mahomes in terms of playoff wins, which, again, are not totally a quarterback stat, but, man, they influence a lot, especially when you come on the way he did, where you were so clearly the driving force at the beginning. He's at worst on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest quarterbacks of all time already, correct?
Yeah, I mean, he is.
It's hard to dispute. Him, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and then you can kind of cycle through
the fourth. Kind of cycle through the fourth, yeah. I would agree with that. He has put himself there, and he's not even 30. I mean, my God, it's ridiculous of where potentially it could go. And again, how close we talk about the GOAT Tom Brady and how – I say quickly, it'll take a couple of years for him to actually be looking in the rearview mirror and saying, okay, that object appears closer than normal, and Pat Mahomes just zooms by him.
Yeah, I understand that we have dynasties in almost every era of the NFL. You know, the Steelers going back in the 70s, the Cowboys in the 90s, the Patriots in the 2000s and aughts. But it really does feel like, especially having a player of this caliber, another weapons-grade quarterback that seems to answer the bell in every big moment, huge on that side. The other side, we talked about this with Jared Verse before, how insane it is that you know, the Rams didn't draft in the first round for 2016 until now, and then immediately hit in a first rounder. Saquon Barkley had toiled in anonymity for the most part. Right. Obviously, individual talent shined through, but year one with a real team to be on the cusp of this is pretty insane, and just a reminder of circumstance for even the greatest players dictating so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and he came onto the scene just guns a blazing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't kind of slowly build his way up. He came on and just like wowed everybody. Now, a couple of these Super Bowls, the defense has led the team, kind of just like Tom Brady.
Sure.
You know, it's difficult to win all those just on offense, but that's how you win a Super Bowl. You have complementary offense and defense.
Well, speaking of complementary offensive players, let's talk about, the offensive lines that have been so great during this run here. Dad, more impressive to you, the Philadelphia Eagles and just the sheer tonnage of their offensive line, what they've done in replacing a Hall of Famer in Jason Kelce with Cam Jurgens at center and never missing a beat en route to blocking for Saquon Barkley in just the ninth 2,000-yard rushing season in NFL history, or what we've seen from the Chiefs with Joe Tooney in this playoff run kicking out to left tackle after being an All-Pro and Pro Bowl guard to help solidify that line.
Well, from an individual standpoint, Tooney kicking out to left tackle is the story. Is unbelievable. Again, an All-Pro at left guard, but to go from inside to outside in the island that you're on is just incredible what he has done. And they have a healthy left tackle now that they're not putting in there in DJ Humphrey, and they're leaving Tooney out there. And Caliendo is playing left guard. But overall, you have to give the Eagles offensive line. They're massive.
Yeah.
They're a massive. Outside of Cam Jurgens, who's a little over 300 pounds, every other guy is like over 330 and a couple of guys at 360. They're massive, and they just lean on you. That's why Saquon's numbers in the second half have been so impressive. They just lean on you and just wear you down.
Yeah, and for this offensive line in this game, Joe Tooney's still going to be out there where he's been all during this run. Since moving out to left tackle, he's allowed a 10.3% pressure percentage across 194 pass block snaps over that span, including the playoffs. And that's been against some really good defenses like the Houston Texans and others in that run that have really challenged him there. Dad, I do think important notes for this game, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, both good to go their original positions. Landon Dickerson in the NFC Championship game, remember, started at center because of the injured Jurgens. Jurgens had to come in the second half because of the injury to Dickerson. So they're going to be back in their spots. Important for communication because with Landon Dickerson in there, physically imposing at center, but they struggle with some of the protection stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
And Spags, the final boss of presenting problems for you structurally on defense.
That'll be something to keep an eye on during the game, those two's physical health. And will they be able to play the whole game or will they have to switch positions?
Yep.
And I just am loving the potential matchups. Now, we know Chris Jones moves from interior to outside. So up against Lane Johnson when he's at the edge, up against Mekhi Becton. I mean, that's just a lot of beef. Hitting one another when they play there. And then on the other side, Jalen Carter
and Trey Smith.
I mean, wow.
That's it. To me, that one was the most interesting in terms of morale for both teams because you know this, when you look and see the best player on your team getting their ass kicked, it can do something to you where you're going, all right, if he's losing, what's going to happen to me?
Right.
And one of those guys is going to decide that vibe shift for their team, both kind of the emotional and physical leaders up front in terms of the tone that they set. So plenty to keep an eye on with those groups. Matchups in the trenches is going to be a hallmark of the Super Bowl. Let's go legs. Saquon Barkley generated a plus 496 rush yards over expected in the second half of games this season. That's the most by any player in a season since 2018. What we hear all the time, Dad, running back gets stronger as the game goes along, finisher, whatever. A lot of times that is if your team is in a position to win and close the door. We talked yesterday, I talked to some former O-linemen about this, that notion of, hey, that four-minute offense to really finish off a game, having that opportunity and the ability to slam the door the way Saquon Barkley has done has been huge for this Eagles run.
Again, and listen, we know on the other side of the ball, Pat Mahomes can do it as well, he and Andy Reid. But just again, as I'll always say, as a former D lineman, there's nothing worse than getting run on, especially when you know they're going to run to control the clock when they're protecting a lead and they're able to do it. A couple of names to keep an eye on for the Kansas City defense. We mentioned who the stars are, but Chamari Connor and Leo Chanel. Yeah. Linebacker Leo Chanel and Chamari Connor, the safety play, will play nickel as well. Chamari Connor has generated has recorded a defensive stop at the highest rate amongst all defensive backs in run stops.
Wow.
He has he's rushed the passer 36 times and has 11 pressures. He struggles against the pass, but against the run, which they're going to need against Saquon, he's been playing well against the run. Leo Chanel, the Chiefs as a team missed the least amount of tackles. Leo Chanel has missed 2 tackles.
Wow.
All year. 2 tackles. He's the top linebacker in the league. And because we know Saquon bust out, you know, usually 1 or 2 runs. But that's going to come down to tackling. And those two guys, not the biggest names on that defense.
If you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. Hi, it's Gil Alexander. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when you put your own money on the card. GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3 to 5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. With GBank, you're also earning 1% cashback rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, while also earning 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible purchases. And for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Competitive interest rates, earning cashback rewards, and now a $250 account opening bonus. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. For more information, go to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank.
$10,000 in eligible purchases over 90 days of account opening. A $250 statement credit be applied to your account. Purchases do not include cash advances, balance transfers, foreign transaction fees, late fees, interest charges, credits, returns, or adjustments. Subject to credit approval. Terms.